Hey, you. Ever notice your cat staring at the door like it's planning, its next big escape? It's a classic cat move, and that's what we're diving into today. Cat flaps. Are those microchipped ones actually worth it? We're going through an article, let's see. It's called Cat Flaps. Is it worth buying them microchipped?
Catchy title.
Right. And it's from a company, Shearwater Glass. They install these things for a living.
Oh, wow. So they've seen it all.
They've probably seen some stuff.
Yeah, I bet they've got some stories.
For sure.
But, before we get to like all the fancy tech and stuff, I think it's kind of fun to remember cat flaps, they're not exactly new.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I mean, think about Isaac Newton.
Hold on. Isaac Newton, Mr. Gravity himself.
The one and only.
Ooh.
Legend has it he invented the cat flap, or at least a version of it.
No way. I did not know that. So, cats have been outsmarting us for centuries.
Pretty much. But hey, it shows how we've always been trying to find solutions for our pets, even back then.
That's true. I guess it makes sense that we've just, upgraded with technology.
Exactly. Which brings us back to those microchip flaps. Game changer for some people,
Okay,
definitely.
so break it down for me. Why is a microchip better than just a regular old cat flap?
All right, so picture this.
Okay.
It's 3 a.m.,
Yeah.
you're cozy in bed, and suddenly, meows from downstairs.
Oh no.
But it's not your cat. It's the neighbor's cat helping himself to your cat food.
Ugh, the
The
worst.
microchip stops that. Only your cat, with its ID, can unlock the flap. It's like a pet door with like a VIP list.
So it's like a bouncer for your house. I like that.
Exactly. No more surprise guests, no more cat fights on your doorstep.
Sold. But wait, what about if your cat's not microchipped yet? Is there a less permanent option?
Totally. There are flaps that use RFID. It's that same tech as like those key card things.
Oh, so the cat wears it on their collar.
Yep. Little tag, the flap reads it, lets them in.
That's actually really cool. Like a key card for your kitty. Didn't even think about that.
It's a good alternative, especially if you've got multiple cats or aren't ready for the microchip just yet.
Right. And speaking of alternatives, the article, it gets into some pretty interesting ones beyond just the basic flap, like other ways to give your cat access outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like what if you don't even want a
All
flap?
right, so this is where it gets interesting.
So what kind of alternatives are we talking about here? Like what? Are we building custom cat tunnels? Secret cat doors?
I mean, a secret cat door does sound kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But no, it's not quite that elaborate. One thing this article really gets into is that your cat, their age and how they, get around, that matters a lot. Like you can't just pick a flap based on looks alone.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's not one size fits all.
Definitely not. Imagine if you have an older cat, or maybe a cat with arthritis, and that standard flap, it's like trying to get through one of those tiny dog doors.
Oh, poor kitty. Yeah, no, you don't want them to feel like they're climbing a wall just to get outside.
Exactly. Luckily, there are like special flaps out there, lower to the ground, maybe easier to push open, all about making it comfy for your furry friend.
Ah, oh, I love that. So it's kind of like choosing between stairs and a ramp for your cat. You've got options. What else should people think about besides their cats, like athletic abilities?
Installation.
Yeah.
That can be a big one.
Oh, right.
Some of these you can totally DIY it. Others, you're going to want to call in a pro, especially if you've got like brick walls or something. And then, of course, there's the aesthetics.
Ooh, aesthetics. Now we're talking. So it's not just about function anymore. We're talking about like cat flap fashion.
Hey, why not? That plain white plastic flap might not exactly match your carefully curated home decor.
So I should be coordinating my cat flap with my throw pillows. I'm into it.
The article actually does say to think about your home style. It's
Yeah.
all connected.
I never thought of a cat flap as like a design element before.
It's easy to overlook, but a really nice looking flap, it can actually make your place feel even more modern, believe it or not.
Okay, so we've got the flap itself figured out, but where you put it matters too, right? The article made a big deal about placement.
Huge.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we kind of forget cats, they don't open doors the way we do.
They're not exactly grabbing doorknobs.
Exactly.
You
So you got
know?
to think like a cat. The article, it recommends putting the flap at a height that's comfy for them, not for us.
Yeah.
No awkward crouching or leaping required.
Yeah, you've seen those videos of cats totally misjudging a jump, right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't want that happening every time they go outside.
Nope. And speaking of, make sure both sides of the flap, there's a clear landing zone. No piles of stuff they can trip on.
Oh, that's smart. So we're like cat flap architects now, huh? Thinking about height, landings.
Got to get those blueprints right.
Seriously. Okay, so what else falls under placement is key?
The visibility. you, the owner, you want to be able to see the flap.
Oh, so you can check on their comings and goings.
Exactly. Plus, you know, some cats, they like to bring back presents from their adventures.
Oh, you mean like gifts they find? Yeah, those are better admired from a distance. Speaking of keeping things under control, the article talks about locking the flap at night. To lock or not to lock, that is the question.
Isn't it? It really depends on your cat. Locking them in at night, it's extra security, right? Keeps critters OUT. And let's be honest, it might stop those 3 a.m. zoomies around the house.
Oh, tell me about it. Mine, it's like he's got a whole other life going on while we're asleep. But I guess some cats need to go out, even at night.
Totally. Health issues, or maybe they're just used to it. You don't want to disrupt their routine too much if you don't have to. That's where, you know, the microchip or those RFID flaps, they come in handy again.
Because you could set them on a timer, like, sorry, Fluffy, club's closed after midnight.
Exactly. Or even control it from your phone, some of them. Technology, right?
It's wild. This has been so fun. I feel like I know way too much about cat flaps now.
We did a deep dive for sure. But there's one thing. It's in the article, and it's so important we got to mention it. What if you get this awesome flap, all the features, and your cat just refuses to use it?
Oh, no. Yeah, we've been so busy talking about the tech, we forgot about the most important opinion, the cats.
Right. Not every cat's going to be strutting through like they own the place. Some might be scared of it, honestly.
So what do we do? How do you make your cat like their new door?
It's all about paying attention to your cat.
Wow.
Watch how they move around the house. What doors do they like? Are they scared of new stuff? You got to cater to their personality, really.
It's like, yeah, we can't just force them. We got to make it something they like, too.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes the simplest answer is best. You know your cat best, after all.
Totally. All right, so there you have it. Thinking about a cat flap, do your research, check out all the options, but most importantly, pay attention to your furry friend. They're the real VIPs here. And on that note, I think it's time for me to go give mine some extra cuddles. Until next time.